Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to get to this at the beginning of the show today because I just love it. Jim Harbaugh has written a book. And no, the title of the book is How to Underachieve and Still Have Everyone Talking About You. That's not the title of the book. Just so you know. Jim Harbaugh's written a book because when you take a job and yap your gums 24/7 and achieve nothing on the job, but just talking and talking and more talking. Oh, and some road trips too. Road trips. Where's James? I'm going to ask you, James Crisevo, where's Nick Saban taking his team in the offseason on like their big educational road trip?
Probably to wherever they train.
Yeah, it's where. Yeah, they're in. What about Dabo Swinney? Where's the big offseason road trip for Clemson?
Probably somewhere in Clemson.
Yeah, it's a great facility there. Kirby Smart, did you see where he took his team?
Probably somewhere in Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. No, but Jim Harbaugh, who always is good at having us talking about things other than his underachieving record, which, by the way, is completely underachieving. He's got a book coming out. And in the book, he says, it's hard to beat the cheaters. It's hard to beat the cheaters. So now Jim Harbaugh is going to tell you to believe. And by the way, he'll reference recruiting budgets. The fact that recruiting budgets at his school are 40% of what Georgia or Alabama, Clemson will spend. And Jim Harbaugh will want the uneducated fan to go, oh, well, then they're cheating. Jim, and Coach Harbaugh knows this. What he's hoping is that you don't. Every one of those dollars is accounted for. So what Jim Harbaugh wants the mouth-breathing college football fan to think is, see the recruiting budgets at Clemson and Alabama and Georgia? They're beating us because those teams are spending all that money and they're paying players, because he's calling it cheating. There's nothing about recruiting budgets and spending more money on recruiting that is cheating. There are no caps on recruiting budgets. There's no dollar amount that says you're only allowed to spend this. So Jim Harbaugh insinuates, well, these guys are cheating. Jim, you can't win in the Big Ten. You're saying it's hard to beat the cheaters. How about this? It's hard to beat anybody for you. It's hard to beat anybody of consequence for you. You haven't done a thing. Oh, lots of talk, though. Great talk, talk, talk. Oh, and some great road trips. Oh, my gosh. Can we get Marty Smith on another Michigan road trip, please? I want to hear more of the pep talks from Tony Robbins. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Jim Harbaugh. He's Gabe Kapler with a pair of CVS glasses. He's got all the talk, all the buzzwords, all that stuff. You know what he doesn't do? He doesn't deliver. Jim, you think it's hard to beat the cheaters? Coach Harbaugh, you can't beat the people who aren't cheating. You can't beat the programs that don't cheat. You can't compete with mediocre programs, because that's right where you are. Don't worry about Alabama. Don't worry about Georgia. Don't worry about Clemson, because you're not in their league. You keep talking the game that you're going to get there. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Really? I think Dabo does. Kirby does. Nick Saban does. Oh, by the way, Ohio State does too. They've got it a hell of a lot better than you. And now you're writing a book? What do you need a book from Jim Harbaugh for? What's Jim Harbaugh writing a book on? How to take a job, talk a big game, and not deliver? That could honestly be the title of his book. Jim Harbaugh, for gosh sakes. I know there's lots of media members who will give you cover because they're Michigan fans or they're Big Ten fans. And every year they're going to talk about you making some sort of an impact. Hey, Jim, you're not. Coach, you're not. It's ridiculous. You can't beat the cheaters. You're not winning the Big Ten. You're not competing for national championships. You can't get out of your own neighborhood. For God's, how about just beating Michigan State on a consistent basis? Would that be a good first step? Big bad Urban Meyer left. So no, he's not going to be taking your lunch money and pulling down your pants and giving you an atomic wedgie in the lunchroom. That's not going to be happening anymore. So I would worry that all the excuses are gone. All the excuses are gone. Seriously. Jim Harbaugh is writing a book. If I was his bosses, I'd be like, Coach, you're writing a book? When are you going to deliver on what we hired you to do? When are you going to deliver on that before you take the next thing you want to make money on? Unbelievable.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.